24 hours ago, Paul Kevin Curtis stood accused of sending poisoned letters to President Obama and U.S. Senator Roger Wicker. But this morning, the Elvis impersonator from Mississippi is a free man.
I would like to move on with my life and find out what normal is again.
Curtis was released after investigators said searches of his home and car turned up no traces of ricin or the ingredients needed to make it.
When you've been charged with something, and you've never heard of ricin or whatever. I thought they said rice, so I said, I don't even eat rice.
Officials arrested Curtis last week after discovering he had written Senator Wicker before and once performed for him at a party.